If this bill is approved, veterans with a 30% or more war-related disability can receive a full tuition waiver at any UW or technical college campus. There are already tuition reimbursement programs for many veterans. This bill would expand free tuition to all disabled veterans and their spouses and children up to the age of 26. Bill co-sponsor State Senator Ronald Brown says it's the least the state can do to repay veterans who've been wounded in battle.
If we as a nation allow people to go off to war for us, be injured and harmed to the point where they cannot provide education to their family, then I think it is appropriate that we step up to the plate and assist in whatever way we can.
The bill also grants a 50% tuition waiver to all state veterans, including those without service-related disabilities. Assembly Speaker John Gard says a second bill in the package would give elderly disabled veterans 65 years or older a break on their property taxes. It offers an income tax credit equal to their property tax bill.
We believe it is time to provide some property tax relief to our to senior citizens who have certainly earned their right to retire in Wisconsin with their blood.
Gard predicted the new veterans' benefits would cost the state $2 to $3 million, but did not say where the money would come from. He compared the cost of the bills to one of the governor's initiatives Republicans have strongly opposed.
I would say it's about half the price of the domestic partner benefits the governor put in the budget.
How much the state pays out in tuition and tax relief under the bills will depend on how many veterans apply. Maurice Johnson of the VA's Disabled Veterans Office says he will do his best to get the word out to those who are eligible.
To let them know that when you come back, there's something for you other than just, well, hey, you lost your job because you went to fight for your country, or hey, we're sorry you missed that promotion while you were gone. If we can reach out to them to let these guys know that these are available, then you may get an increase or an influx of people who qualify, who will use these benefits.
Veterans with both physical and mental war-related disabilities, such as post-traumatic stress disorder, will be eligible for the benefits. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.